Welcome to the Ecolistic Living Podcast. I'm your host, Sandra Campillo, a certified holistic nutrition and natural health practitioner and former meat eater turned vegan for 11 years now. After learning the truth about our food system and the animals, I experienced healing on so many levels. I started living what I learned, and now I want to help you do the same. So if you're ready to live your life to the fullest and experience your own healing transformation, then you, my friend, are in the right place. Because living your best life, that is what Ecolistic Living is all about. So grab yourself a fruit smoothie, plug in those ears, and let's get started. How to shift from processed junk food to nourishing, plant-based, real food. Are you in? Let's get to it. We live in a world surrounded by tempting, toxic foods with commercialized tactics that prey on our vulnerability. And they may not always be in line with our health goals and ethical values. But don't you worry, because in today's episode, I'll be sharing some practical tips and steps to help you make the transition to a healthier, plant-based lifestyle much simpler. The first thing you want to do is take a moment to reflect on your current eating habits. What processed foods are you consuming on a regular basis? What are some addictive foods you always keep on hand that you know you can do without? Write them all down. Next, you want to set realistic goals. Instead of overwhelming yourself with trying to go all in, set achievable goals and start with small shifts. Start by gradually replacing processed foods with whole plant-based alternatives. Instead of thinking you need to do this all overnight, ease into the transition. Swap that bag of chips for a handful of nuts or fresh fruit as a snack. Small changes add up over time. Or maybe start by designating specific days to focus on whole plant-based meals. Turn each day into a different theme. For example, do a meatless Monday with no meat. A taco Tuesday, substituting the meat for plant-based meat, but use the least processed and healthier kind, like BBQ carnitas, no evil jackfruit, or Abbott's meat crumbles. Those are some examples. Or you can use mushrooms instead. Portobello is usually my go-to. Whole Food Wednesday is another one you can do. On this day, you can make it a raw, fresh fruit, veggie, and salad kind of day. One of the best things about eating raw is that you don't have to calorie count, and you can be very generous with loading up your meals. Leafy greens, veggies, and fruit are low in calories, so it's not something you have to worry about. Get creative. I'll see if I put together a full daily plant-based series to help give you some more ideas. Stay tuned for that one. Bottom line, small, consistent steps can lead to sustainable change over time. And that's what we want. You don't want to be yo-yoing in and out of diets. You want to make a lifestyle commitment for the rest of your life, not just a half-assed, temporary, wishy-washy kind of commitment. You know, the idea is to make it permanent for the rest of your life. Once you build that momentum, you have to keep it going. Otherwise, you will easily fall back into the unhealthy trap you started out in. Feel good about it and enjoy it. Okay, so on to step three. Clean out the pantry. Just clear all the crap out. It's time. Start by getting rid of all the processed junk foods. These are your chips, cookies, sugary sweets, boxed cereals, packaged oatmeal, sport drinks, sodas, etc. You get the picture. Replace them with whole plant-based options such as lentils, sweet potatoes, spaghetti squash, whole organic goats, tahini, nuts, and seeds. I recommend keeping flax seeds, hemp seeds, and chia seeds on hand. They have many different uses and go great in smoothies too. These are just some examples. If you use bleached flour, swap that out for alternative flour like oat, brown rice, or cassava flour. There are plenty of other options to choose from, so choose healthy. Some other pantry staples include cacao powder, cacao nibs, dates, quinoa, nori, and other sea veggies. The idea is to get your kitchen healthy so you can eliminate the habit of reaching for the junk. You can't eat what you don't have, so readapt your taste buds by getting them used to eating food options that are good for the whole body, mind, body, and soul. Having a nourishing environment will set the stage for success. Moving on to step four, educate yourself. I can't stress how important this is. The more you know and are willing to learn, the better off you are going to be on every level. Knowledge is power, and even more powerful when you implement it. Take the time to educate yourself on the benefits of a plant-based lifestyle. Watch documentaries, read books, and listen to podcasts like this one. The idea is to never stop learning, but be wary of those trying to shoot down this lifestyle. There is no going around the fact that we are earthlings, scientifically and biologically designed to eat plants. The Earth's diet. Plant food is our biological nature. It keeps our bodies in an alkaline state, which is essential for our bodies to fully thrive. Cancer and disease thrives in an acidic body, but it cannot thrive or develop if it's in an alkaline state. It's that simple. I'll go into acid and alkaline balance in another episode to help you better understand how that works. But for now, just remember that education is key. All right, so moving on to step 5. This one is all about the produce aisle, the part of the grocery store that should be most visited and prioritized because this is where all the nutrients are. Make it a point to shop the rainbow. This means adding to your cart as many colorful fruit and vegetables as you can. Don't be afraid to experiment with different varieties and colors. Eating the rainbow provides your body with a wide variety of nutrients, vitamins, and minerals, preferably in its raw living state versus in cooked, denatured form, which is generally stripped of its water content and nutritional value. Predominantly raw plant-based living food should dominate your plate, on top of which, it's a prescription for optimal health. The more variety of colorful fruits, veggies, and leafy greens you incorporate into your diet on a daily basis, the less likely you're going to crave all the junk stuff. One thing that helped me a lot in the beginning is eating medjool dates whenever I was craving something. And I'm not a sweet tooth kind of person, but dates really helped turn my cravings around. My daughter would laugh at me because she'd always see me going for just one date and wondered, why the date? I just said it helped me not want anything else, whether it be after my salad meal or a craving. It worked for me, so why stop what was working, right? She still thinks it's funny because she laughs every time I go grab a date. Now, you can try the date tactic, or you can try eating your favorite ripened sweet fruit. Explore what works best for you, but the idea is to eat something with natural sugar like fruit or dates. The reason this helps is because your body digests and absorbs the natural sugars slower than the toxic crap. These giant raisins have an amazing way of naturally redirecting those toxic cravings, which is one of the reasons why I mentioned earlier they're one of the pantry staples to always keep on hand. Just an idea to help you kick those sugar cravings to the curb. The next step is mastering meal prep. Meal prepping doesn't work for everyone, but if you have a family or do not live alone, planning your meals in advance is a great way to keep healthy options ready to go. This way, your mind doesn't wander off trying to figure out what to eat. Because let's be honest, usually a wandering mind doesn't ever lead to the better options, especially when you're hungry, which oftentimes leads you to the nearest fast food restaurant or opting for takeout or reaching for the Uber Eats or DoorDash app because we're all about convenience, right? So why not have your food ready and it's ready to go? Preparing plant-based meals ahead of time will ensure that you have delicious, wholesome options readily available, and it will make it easier for you to stick to your new lifestyle. Step number 7, start exploring new recipes. Now this is where you want to get creative. There are so many plant-based recipes out there you can play around with. All you have to do is add your favorite seasonings and flavors to them. You'd be surprised at how easy and delicious they turn out to be. If you're already familiar with plant-based cooking, grab one of your favorite non-plant-based recipes and get creative with it. For example, if you're a meat and potato kind of person like I used to be, switch out the meat for a portobello mushroom cap and seasoning it like you would a steak. If you like tacos, swap out the meat for a raw walnut meat crumble that can easily be made in your blender or food processor. Or you can opt for a healthy, less processed, plant-based meat alternative from brands like Abbott's, No Evil, or Upton's Naturals, to name a few. You don't have to be a master chef or a plant-based expert to get started. Just start with simple recipes and gradually go from there. Start with small changes, explore plant-based recipes, and find alternatives that work for you. Creating health is not about perfection, it's about progress. For more tips on how to transition, I've linked my YouTube video on 10 tips to a raw vegan lifestyle in the description for you. So if you want some inspiration, be sure to give it a watch. You got this. Before you know it, you'll be a plant-based recipe pro. This next one is super essential, and it's all about hydration, something that is often overlooked and neglected. Most of us don't realize how important it is to stay hydrated. Lack of hydration can not only dangerously lead to dehydration, which in turn can affect performance levels, mind and body, lead to headaches and mood changes, constipation and digestive issues. It can also trigger unhealthy junk food cravings that will only set your progress back. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Dehydration is serious and can quickly sneak up on us, so being conscious of maintaining healthy hydration levels is key, especially if you want to avoid junk food cravings. A great way to curb those nasty cravings and stay hydrated without having to reach for the water bottle all day long is to eat your water in the form of fruit. Fruit is made up of the most purest form of water you can fuel your body with. So the more you eat fresh fruit in its natural state, the more hydrated you will be, and the less likely you are to hightail it to the grocery store's junk food aisle. Keep your water bottle handy regardless, because if you don't eat fruit throughout the day, you'll definitely still need your water bottle. And if you're not a fan of the bland taste of water, you can always add fresh squeezed lemon or lime, herbs like mint or cilantro, or infuse it with a mix of berries. You can even just add cucumber to it, which is also refreshing. Bottom line, hydrating in some form or another is critical to your success and overall well-being. So it's something you want to stay on top of. And last but not least, listen to your body. Pay attention to how your body responds to the shifting changes. Depending on the level of toxicity in your body, you may experience detox symptoms. These symptoms may be strong, but they may also be mild. It all depends, but don't be alarmed. This is normal when you begin eating the clean plant food your body has been craving to thrive on. You also want to pay attention to the positive changes that you'll experience, like increased energy, improved digestion, and weight loss. And if you're into fitness, your athletic performance will increase dramatically, which is a major plus. Use these positive changes as reinforcement on your journey. One thing you can do is journal them, starting at the baseline or starting point. It'll help you build momentum, stay motivated, and keep you going. You're going to see and feel so good that you'll no longer want to turn back. And keep at it. I know you got this. Transitioning to a plant-based lifestyle is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and savor the positive changes in how you feel. Remember, this is about progress, not perfection. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Ecolistic Living. I hope these steps help guide you toward a healthier, more holistic lifestyle. If you found great value in this episode, please take a moment to provide a 5-star rating and review on iTunes or wherever you are listening. It won't take long, and it will also help others to find me. Your support would mean more to me than you know. Please take a moment to do that right now, because it will also allow me to create and upload more episodes that I am sure will serve and inspire you in some way. Have a great week, my friend, and I'll see you next time on Ecolistic Living.